Okay, I'll hit the injury report. Sam Shields had an elbow this evening. Brandon Sane had a hamstring. With that, I have a number of players that we're going to declare out for the game already. Dwayne Bennett hurt his knee last night. He will be out for San Diego. Ray Dominguez, ankle, out for San Diego. Torrey Gurley, groin. John Hazy, hamstring. Greg Jennings, concussion. Eric Lear, knee. Mike McCabe, hip. And Ryan Taylor, also concussion. So those individuals will be out for San Diego. With that, I'll take your questions. Newhouse has a chance. The individuals I just announced, they were out for sure. And we'll check Marshall in the morning. I'm sorry? Concussion. Last night's practice.
Did you go shorter tonight because of the long list?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Did Gurley have a relapse of his previous check?
Well, he was ambitious. Last night he wanted to try it. The trainers were cautious about it. He went through the drills, and I think once he got to the team stuff, it was evident he wasn't ready. So,
Mike Bishop's been out there in the pads now a couple of times. What did you see with the game there?
I mean, Desmond is definitely an individual that has big playability. I think he's would clearly classify as one of our better pressure players. And so you definitely feel the impact when he's on the field. So it's great to have him back. He's one of our veteran guys. He has a complete understanding of the defense. He's an excellent base and sub player. So it's definitely a little different with Desmond on the field, no doubt.
Mike, your first preseason game as a head coach was in San Diego. What are your memories of that?
Not positive. I remember the first three plays, I think our quarterback was hit 2 to 3. So I mean, it was a different. It was your first time. They were a very good football team, and it's a different year. It's a team that's always very competitive. Have excellent personnel. Norv does an excellent job. So this will be a good challenge for us. It always is. So, and I think you only have to point to last year's game out there in the regular season to tell you what the competition will be like. So, but yes, I definitely remember. I remember the game, and I remember Marty Schottenheimer smacked me on the back, said, "Kid, don't worry, it gets better." And I said, "Hell, I sure hope so." So, long night.
Mike, when you have this many guys down and they've got the short practice, is that less than what you're able to accomplish, obviously, or
do you? Well, really, what we did tonight, We practiced everything that was new and installed. So the mental part of the installation, frankly, in my opinion, is the most important. We've done extensive amount of work in the fundamentals, clearly more than we've ever had in the past. So I feel good about the targets we've hit with our fundamental work. So, but it's important to get all your scheme in, get it rehearsed, and now actually tomorrow's practice we will work on San Diego. San Diego Chargers will be the highlight of our practice, and then really from here on in we'll be kind of working the cards and getting into the in-season type practice atmosphere, because we now have to shift gears. We have to start getting ready to play games, and that's the challenge of putting your whole offense, defense, and special teams in 9 days, because it's a sprint. But with that, it gets you into game planning earlier in training camp than my past experiences, particularly my earlier days in the league, where you really never prepared for preseason games. So I think it's definitely a benefit for us.
So this was the last of the installs?
Correct. Tonight was install number 9.
What is the veteran now? Is there a little more game planning for preseason?
Well, I don't necessarily think it's game planning. It's the game plan structure of the schedule. I mean, just to getting the players familiar to how to practice. Practicing for an in-season game is different than an installation practice. It's different than the off-season. So we usually transfer into that week, going into the third week. Now we're going to get into that next week going into Cleveland. So I think it just really helps you. When you train a football team, it's about putting a body clock on a regiment, creating regularity in everything you do. With our four games scheduled to start the season, you know, we wanted to make sure we spiked our schedule a little bit up and down. I feel like we've accomplished that with the morning practices, the night practices. You know, we have one next week, Saturday. So, but regularity is very important, in my opinion, in training your football team.
Did Graham Harrell come back in the offseason noticeably stronger? I just throwing our mind, but just stronger all around.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, if you see him work in the weight room, he's definitely improved his strength. Yes.
That's showing up on the practice field.
Yeah, I definitely feel he throws a heavier ball now than he did last year.
What's impressed you about Burrell after his first full offseason?
You know, Burrell was stronger. You know, did a good job in the weight room. You can see his athletic ability and instincts, which I think is a big strength of his. You know, DeAndre is a very instinctive player, smart player. His time playing quarterback definitely has helped him in his transition. He sees the big picture and is doing a really good job working on the fundamentals and the techniques of his position. So he's making strides.
Two more.
Even though you have everybody back at receiver, guys like DJ Williams, Randall Cobb, and Brandon Sanders, running back, find roles.
You need them all. I think we painted the picture clearly 2 years ago. So you have to have your team ready, everybody ready for a long season. And really that thought process and that philosophy carries over to when you get together in the spring. We train all 90 of them. We train all 90 of our players. Is this where I'm supposed to flip out with the phone? Is that a cuter? I mean, it's important to train. Go back to training all 90 of your guys, and obviously it makes for a more competitive camp, and that's why they're here. And you know, they wouldn't be in our camp if we didn't think they can contribute in some form or fashion over the course of the season. Yeah, I think Donald's having a very consistent camp. He's had a couple, you know, big nights where he was very productive, but. You know, I think just the way he goes about his business is really kind of the way he's gone about it his whole career. I mean, he's the same guy every day. He practices the same way every day. You know, he's just a very tough individual. I mean, he brings a toughness to our team that, you know, I don't think people realize behind that smile. So he looks good. Looks real good.